We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, Buff Nation, voice of the boss, Mark Johnson here, and this is your Buffs Daily for Monday, January 23rd, brought to you by Great Clips. Get game day ready with Great Clips. Save time every time, and you use online check-in for a great haircut. Download their app or check-in online at greatclips.com. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Well, a bounce back for the Buffs basketball team. Colorado's K.J. Simpson hit the deciding three-pointer in the final seconds, and Tristan DeSilva had a big ball game, scoring 27 points to lead the Buffs to a 58-55 win over Washington State on Sunday at the Event Center. Simpson's three-pointer came with 4.8 seconds on the clock after the Cougars had tied the game at 55. Wazoo then missed a shot at the buzzer to help the Buffs end their three-game losing streak. DeSilva hit his first nine shots, finished up 11-13, en route to his sixth 20-point game of the season. Simpson finished up with 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Javon Hadley added 9 points and 4 rebounds, and Luke O'Brien collected 6 rebounds, 2 offensive. Head coach Tad Boyle.
You talk about a battle. That was a battle extraordinaire, and we beat a good basketball team. Washington State's got good players. They're well coached. Nothing comes easy in league play, especially, you know, this mere kind of the midway point right now, and everybody knows your stuff and you know their stuff. And this was the only time we got a chance to see them this year, so it was really an important game. But and what our guys have been through, you know, over the last 3-4 weeks, I really just feel like we deserve this, and they deserved it. We had 2 really good days of practice with focus, with intensity, with, you know, attention to detail. And I think when you practice like that, it carries over. We didn't have that prior to the Washington game. We were lazy. We were sloppy. We were not attention to details. We weren't focused. So, again, this is a young team that continues to learn about itself and about what it takes to be successful in college basketball in a conference like this. And you're not going to be given anything. And we weren't given anything tonight. We earned everything. KJ, you know, made 1-3 all night. It was a big one. You know, love having the ball in his hands or Tristan's hands late in the game. So really proud of their effors, but everybody's effort.
Tad, take us into the huddle. I think it'd be fascinating for fans okay, so it ends up, KJ comes off a pick and hits a three. What are you looking at? What are you kind of assigning to the guys?
Washington State went to that zone in the second half. So basically what you have is we have a man call. So if they're man-to-man, here's the play we're going to run. If they're in zone, here's the play we're going to run. They were in zone. KJ, you know, he's got to make a read when he comes off that screen. If they kind of sandwich him, he's got to get it moved to Julian. Julian can get moved to Tristan. We can look inside to Hadley. Score. The big key is we wanted the last shot. We probably shot it a little bit too early, but, you know, he had a good look, so he had to take it, you know. So That's really what it was. You have to have two calls made because you don't know if they're going to be a man or zone. If you just have a zone call and they come out and man, you're scrambling if you have a man call, not a zone call. So, and they went to that zone a lot. We handled it pretty well. I think, you know, the Washington prep helped us with that.
The Buffaloes were by no means at their best, but they came up with big plays and big moments when necessary. Calvary shot 14-23 from the free throw line, but the Buffs were 50% from the floor. CU also had a 30-27 edge in the boards, and while Calvary committed 17 turnovers, the Buffs also forced 17 turnovers. CU also held Wazoo to just 39% shooting from the floor, including 4 of 16 from three-point range for one of the top 10 three-point shooting teams in the country. Now the Buffs take to the road to battle the Oregon schools, Oregon, Oregon State on Thursday and Saturday. Respectively. Our coverage between the Buffs and Ducks and Eugene begins at 6:30 Thursday night. Tip off at 7 o'clock in the Colorado Basketball Network in Denver and 850 KOA and the Varsity Network app. Well, if not for a four-minute stretch in the first quarter, the number 24 Colorado women's basketball team played even with the number 4 Stanford Cardinal on their home floor, falling 62-49 Sunday at Maples Pavilion. Stanford shot a blistering 54% in the first quarter, but less than 25% for the remainder of the game as a defensive battle emerged in the second half. Jalen Sherrod, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. Quay Miller, 14 points, 9 rebounds. Aaronette Vinelay, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Those three accounted for 42 of the Buffs' 49 points in the game. This week, the Buffs now host the L.A. schools at the Event Center. Number 9 UCLA visits Boulder on Friday at 7, followed by USC on Sunday at noon in Boulder. By the way, we've got another Buffs prime time on tap tonight between 7 and 8 o'clock, live at Corelli's of Boulder. Joining us will be head coaches Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Also, our player guest will be Julian Hammond for the men's team. The show airs live on the Colorado Basketball Network, and it'll be streamed live on the CU Buffs Facebook page. You can also catch it on tape delay at our flagship in Denver, 850 KOA, from 8 until 9 o'clock tonight. Well, it's only fitting that on the final day of competition in Lake Placid, New York, Magnus Bowe would earn yet another medal for the Colorado Buffalo Ski Team in the 31st World University Games. Bowe picked up his third medal of these games in a men's 30K freestyle race, taking second and finishing just 2.5 seconds out of a gold medal after nearly 73 minutes of racing. And the Buffalo's tennis team improved to 2-0 in the young spring season, traveling south down I-25 to the Air Force Academy, where they defeated the Falcons 5-2 on Sunday evening at the Cadet East Gymnasium. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily, presented by Great Clips. Go Buffs!